Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Let's get started with some more politics as we head. As we had thousands and thousands of messages last night, it was off the scales when we discussed the upcoming election on the 29th of November. So we're going to start in a similar fashion tonight. And the question is, could we learn from how Trump is assembling his administration? Billionaire Elon Musk has been appointed as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Much like his Dogecoin, we'll get to that later on. A new position in US President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet. This new government agency has been set up to hold government agencies accountable for their spending. This, in short, would tackle governmental financial waste. Now, there had been crazy government spending recently with the bike shed here and security huts and the overrun on the National Children's Hospital. And I know plenty of you have opinions on that. With this in mind, do you think this is something that should be introduced here? Let me know what you think. Get in touch on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. You can also get involved on social media on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. So I'm going to take my first caller on this. Anthony, you believe that we should do the same?
Yes, definitely.
Why?
And Gary, I don't know why you're there, but you're filling in for Boylan, but he's gone on his holidays or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, he's away at the moment.
I think definitely, yes, we should, of course. We should have the head of Ryanair that would speak for the public, that would spend the money properly.
Okay.
And do things properly.
And do you think
would you
that,
not agree?
Yeah, listen, look, that's what I'm trying to get everyone's opinion on this, because up to now we've been putting people in charge of departments that, you know, have worked their way through, I suppose, the political game. And we've rarely gone off the board, as they say, like Donald Trump is doing in America right now. I mean, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be tackling government spending.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you there in a way, but then again, when you deal with the public services here, or public accountants and whatever, it's just, it takes 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months before anything is going to be done. Like, and like, you're in this job, like, why can't you do this job professionally?
Do you think there's too much bureaucracy, Anthony?
Yes, of course there is.
And do you really feel someone from the private sector would clean that up? Would they know where to start?
Of course they would, yeah. They'd be proper professional people, yes, of course they would.
What would you say to someone who said that working in the government is very different than working in the private sector, in the sense that you have a lot of civil servants? I assume in America it's this situation. And these civil servants will say, look, I don't work at a private company here. I mean, I've got rights. I've got totally different employment rights to anyone else outside. So it's going to be very difficult to trim the fat, as they say, in like the postage department and the Department of Health and places like that. It's going to be very difficult for them to tackle that. And they've got a learning curve, you know, because it's a completely different world than the private world.
No, it's not. It's not really that different from the private world. And I mean, you've come on now, and we're listening to you. Everybody is listening to you. Anybody that has any interest in anything is listening to you. And how come you can fulfill the job?
Well, look, I'm filling in for Niall. I mean, that's not the point. I mean, Niall's coming back. So what we're asking tonight is somebody in government, in a different position to do things than somebody from the private sector. I'm going to go to Morris. Morris, you think humans don't matter to Trump? We can't learn anything from him.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he's an example for anybody. I think we can look at him over the next 4 years, but to finally finish off running the country into the ground. Because when he got out of power the last time, he didn't even acknowledge the new administration. He walked away. He had none of the protocol or procedure of handover that Biden do. Showed he was a man and invited him over and said, listen, fair game, you won the show. We'll hand over properly and professionally. Fine. But he's the type of guy I couldn't. Imagine using Donald Trump as a role model. He said, you want to grow up and end up like this fella? 3 wives and 5 children later, and then you only bury one of your ex-wives on your property, so you know for the rest of your life you don't have to pay tax on it. That's the type of man you're dealing with. He's no morals.
And what
so I think he's going to run America into the ground. He'll run America into the ground in the next 4 years.
And what do you think about this idea?
Civil war in the country.
What do you think about this idea, Maurice, though, in just in isolation, about appointing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy from the private sector to a governmental job?
He's rewarding him because he's getting $200 million for his campaign. Billionaires and money men stick together. He wouldn't turn around and give $200 million to the homeless of America, would he?
So you
judge a man by his actions.
So you think it's jobs for the boys?
Exactly, 100%. Nothing else. They'll clean up nothing. They'll make it worse than what it is. You know, at least Biden had morals, but I don't admire him anymore now because he's known as Genocide Joe because he's given fucking other countries enough ammunition to destroy a nation. Genocide. We're watching it live on the telly. So then Trump's going to come in and he's going to just go with it. There won't be any Ukraine in a year's time. When he gets into cahoots with Putin, take what you like and I'll help you take it. That's what's going to happen. So one of the things that got me attention today, my wife pointed it out to me, there's women in America shaving their heads in protest at this man. That's how bad it's hurting them. And they live in that country. We don't. We're watching from afar. So I wouldn't welcome him here to this country. I just think he's a bad example. He's a bad role model. I feel sorry for... Imagine his wife is not even going to live in the White House with him. Melania or whatever her name is, she's going to stay in Mar-a-Lago. There you go. That's what's wrong in America. So I'll say a prayer for them and keep them in my prayers because he's going to ruin it, run it into the ground. And he's all about the money. He doesn't give the jack shit about the population of America.
But Maurice, what would you say if I said to you that Donald Trump got a mandate from the people? He overwhelmingly won the election. He won the House, the Senate, the White House. And the people knew what they were voting for. That's for sure. They certainly were familiar with him. He's been around for 8 years so far and beyond that. And they knew this was what he was going to do. He said, I'm going to put Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy and they're going to cut the fat of the bureaucracy in this country. So he's doing what the people voted for.
Well, he's going to do what he wants to do. He told the people what he'd do. He's in power now and he doesn't have to honour anything. Like what happened here in the last election. The three-headed snake took over the country and said, oh, the people are not getting what they wanted. The people want change. You won't get change. So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael bit the bullet, got into bed together with the Greens, and then they ruined this country for 5 years. I want to get out of this country. I've a year to go. Gary, and I'd probably leave this country. I told Niall this before. I can't stay here. There's nothing for me here. All I am is taxed to death. From the day I was born to the day I die, I'll be taxed to death. And that's all they do here is screw you. So why can't I go and live in another European country where my money will work better for me and I'll get a better cost of living?
Do you think somebody from the private sector would do it differently, Maurice? Say we got Michael O'Leary in and we put him in charge of business or enterprise, something like that. Do you think it would help or would it just be the same thing?
Well, he let the nation know what his feelings were about who's running the country, didn't he? And he didn't like it. You know, there's enough teachers in the hall. We don't need any more teachers. Every leader of this country, Micheál Martin is a teacher. Enda Kenny was a teacher. Leo Varadkar was a doctor. What do these people know about running countries? Nothing. They don't know how to run. I wouldn't let them run a bath. But they're only in it for what they can get out of us. Can you imagine now you were standing in for Niall Boylan for 20 years and at the end of the day, the radio station turned around to you and said, thanks very much. There's a 2 million pot pension that the taxpayers paid for you. And that's what they're walking away with. You know, we need change here. We had an actor on the television, Colm Meaney, and he said, 100 years is enough for this country. We need a whole new system in. And to be honest with you, Gary, I don't know whether you want me to say this or not, but I will. People in the inner city are going to vote for Hutch because they said, we'd rather vote for a criminal we know than the criminals we don't know in the suits.
So what you're saying that, Maurice, you're proving the point of what we're talking about tonight is that if you're planning to vote for Gerry Hutch, then you're looking for an outsider.
Is he going to do a worse job than the fellas that are in there already that have had 100 years of running us into the ground? What are we in debt now for $250 billion after the crash in 2008 and they all jumped off the ship with their big fat pensions? Who's paying for it? My grandchildren are growing up in England because of what this country done to the young generation. I'll never forgive them for what they done. There's generations from this country lost because they give the young people the two fingers and say, well, there you go, you got your education, feck off and get no job somewhere else. We've nothing for you.
All right, stay with me, Maurice, because I want to go to John. John, you think we need more business people in the Dáil?
We do, and as a guest, just to make a point, those people shaving their heads in America, there's absolutely gobshites of humanity who are just a bunch of pro-abortionists, and they're raging because a pro-life man got into the White House. Right? So I wouldn't give the gobshites of humanity a second mention, right? Now, Elon Musk, right, he actually got involved in the debate here about it, which was the upcoming hate speech, right, which has now been deferred, which has not gone away, which they will bring back in a delay. The next government, right? But he got involved in that. In fairness to me, he didn't have to, but he bloody well did. Now, I have no problem. The system is different over there, obviously, because the president can appoint a whole cabinet. The fool that we've here up in the Oris, like Mickey the Midget, he has no power to do anything. The people have to put themselves here forward for election, and then you're elected, and then a government is formed over the people that end up in Dáil Éireann, right? Go through the whole scenario of who's going to go with who. But the thing is, like, if people stand like Michael O'Leary and people like that, you would have to pay them well. I have no problem whatsoever if you put Michael O'Leary in charge of someone like Elon Musk. There's plenty of people out there, stars in business, like very, very seriously intelligent people that are a whiz with economics that would get us out of this hole and sort out things once and for all. I don't care if they pay them $2 million a year, $3 million a year. I don't give a shit. So long as the fucking health service is sorted out, so long as the housing is sorted out, so long as mental health, child and adolescent mental health services, scoliosis, not enough Gardaí, the courts need to be reformed, all of that done. When Micheál Martin took over, established the HSE, Gary, we had the North Health Board, the South, East and West Health Boards, right? All independent, right? And he created the faceless monster in the HSE. And 100,000 people flipped overnight and just went, all the health boards were abandoned and became the HSE. Not one redundancy. You mean to tell me if Elon Musk took over that he would leave that 100,000 people in situ and half more a bunch of bloody paper pushers, that's all. They're not on the front line. Mickey managers, middle managers, upper managers, lower managers, a load of bollocks, like. He wouldn't be long sought.
John? I've lost John there. John, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Can I ask you, John, a question?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you now. So Elon Musk went into X, formerly Twitter, and he fired 75% of the workforce in Twitter, and now he's running it on 25% of what was there beforehand, and it hasn't gone away. It hasn't, you know, changed in any way.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Like, I mean, the likes of Micheál Martin is a creator of the HSE, and there wasn't one person made redundant. All those people in the health sector, it's the people in the front line we need desperately, like, I mean, to look after people, not pin pushers, middle managers, upper managers, lower managers, whatever kind of goddamn managers and office staff, the whole lot. But you take that right across the board. Take the housing. You need somebody really to take a serious look at the housing. How many housing ministers have they gone through in the last 15 to 20 years, right? And we're still in this shit.
So, John, what you're saying to me is you'd like to see, say, a doctor in charge of health, Michael O'Leary type in charge of enterprise, and like an architect in charge of housing. You think they'd do a better job?
Well, you see, the problem is we had a doctor called Leo Varadkar who should know better and done feck all as regards the hill. If you're going back to James Riley, another doctor as well, another useless clown, what you need is the right people. I have no problem with a person going in, as I say, put in some kind of a medical sar in there that will take over the whole place. How many times there have we seen stuff happening in hospital? And yes, the HSE pay out money and all, and they said there's no liability admitted, right? There's people, teenagers dying inside the hospital. No one individual is being held to account, which is a fucking disgrace, right? People are losing their life, and there's people called managers in hospital. If you're the manager of the hospital, the buck stops with you. Simple
all right,
like
John. All right, John, stay there. I want to go to Angela, because Angela, you think we should replace ministers with specific people for spending.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what we're saying. We need architects, we need accountants, we need all those kind of people to be in charge of the country. We need businessmen who know how to run a business. Because this is what the country is. The country is a business. And the one thing that boils my blood is, if you go in and you're a minister, you get one pension. If you're a minister 10 times over, you get one pension. You don't get a pension for being a minister of, you know, for defence, a minister for healthcare, a minister. That has to go. Whoever goes in now has to abolish that straight away, because it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, is how many pensions all of these ministers come out with. And you have to agree with me on that. You're entitled to one pension and one pension only. And that is it. We need to have, I know Leo Varadkar was a doctor and all that, but we need people who actually have knowledge going into a job.
So you think putting like a teacher in charge of enterprise and an accountant in charge of health, that's not the way to do it. We need to have somebody with qualifications in the area of the department that they're overseeing.
That's it. And who know how to do it. Like when we look at it, these modular homes, you know, they went from what, 220 grand up to now 450 grand. That's the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. And this fucking hospital, excuse my language, it's an abomination.
And do you think someone from the private sector, Angela, would have flagged the problems with the National Children's Hospital quicker than the government ministers we have right now? Say Michael O'Leary would have said, lads, this is costing way too much, shut it down.
Yeah, this is costing way too much. And the thing is, if you, let's say, if something is being built, if you need to be penalised if it goes over and over and over and over. Why is it taking so bloody long? Why is it costing so much? Because the builders know that they could go to the government and go, well, actually, you know the way we quoted you 100 grand for that? Actually, it's gone up now to 750 grand. Yeah, okay, let's just sign that off there. Like, what kind of idiots? And I'll be very honest, not one of the parties out there is eligible for it, like. Sinn Féin aren't, Fine Gael aren't, Fianna Fáil aren't. None of them are. Nobody is actually qualified to run this country. They're all scammers. They are all out for the bucks that they can make for themselves. And they are all absolutely full of shit.
All right, Angela, stay with me there. Stay with me there, because I want to go to Alan. Alan, what do you make of Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy taking over the Department of Government Efficiency? Would you like to see a similar approach taken in Ireland?
No way I would. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't. That is a recipe for disaster. You see, I think in Ireland, we have a permanent government of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and no matter what they do, they seem to get away with it, and we don't have any real change of making a change. We won't make promises that we can't keep, and then we get into government and we reverse all the decisions that we said we wouldn't make. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael look like they're going to get back in again, and it's going to be an orderly decline of the Irish state. It just keeps getting worse and worse every year for the health service, for homeless services, for all the things that need to be really looked at. They're never looked at because everyone who gets in has the best of interest to keep it at the same level.
Alan, so would you be inclined to changes. Vote for someone that came from the private sector? Would that get your vote? If somebody came in from the private sector and said, I can fix things, would you vote for them?
I don't have much faith in the idea that the private sector is just as good. The public sector has to be kept away from private hands because they have a business deal. Social care should have been brought into the health service, caring for the patients, not money. It should be about proper healthcare. And the same with other decisions. You can't bring in private healthcare, private systems, and expect them to do better than the people like Leo Varadkar, who was a doctor. Doesn't mean he's going to be any better than just because he was a doctor. It's the way the Irish state has been for the past 100 years. And no amount of tangling and untangling is going to make it any better. It's going to be left like that forever. We're going to always have a bad health service, a bad walking service, a bad housing service, because that's how all the system is kept on its toes.
Okay, Alan, what do you make of that, John? Well, that it doesn't really matter. Go ahead, John.
But that's it, Gally. If you take that attitude, we must pull the shutters down, like, and just put the duvet over our head, like, and just say it's all over, like, because that's
there's
the most
pissing.
That's what I do.
Is there any point in voting, so, Alan?
People have a choice, Angela.
There was a famous line.
But they have a choice.
There was a famous line said,
If people put in the same people again, if Fianna Fáil, if Fianna Gael go back in, they will take this country right up to 2030, and the chances are we'll never get them out. There's plenty of independents running. There's a party called DN2. There's the other parties there. If you want to change, stop moaning about
it.
I'm
not going to vote for Fianna Fáil again either.
People will have to be careful who they'll vote for, because if you're going to allow other people again, the Fianna Fáilers and the Fine Gaelers, to vote.
John, just put it like this. Since 1979, when Charlie Haughey got in through the back door and he became the Taoiseach, it's from that moment that the orderly decline of the Irish state began. And all we have is economic models and nothing else. We don't have cohesion. We don't have a proper accountability. We don't have justice. And it's been like that forever. And no amount of leaders getting into government, whether Sinn Féin, AIM2, will be able to make any real difference. The civil service...
Go ahead there, John.
It seems like they can mean that he's just pessimistic. He's giving up completely. Like, look, there's plenty of other people to vote for. Like, and if you don't want the same government back in again, you'll have to tell your friends, your families and whatever, not to vote for these people, because we will never get rid of them otherwise. And if it takes people going out onto the street, but people want to get up off of their hole, just like the water charges, 100,000 people out in the street. I want to see 1 million people out in the street. I want to see the place shut down and say, listen, we're not putting up with this shit anymore.
John, if you look at the water charges, right, I didn't agree with water
charges.
Go out and protest. Yeah. But one of the things about the people that voted against us who went out protesting are usually the ones who went out protesting are usually very reluctant to get in and vote. Most of the working class areas have a very low turnout in voting. And it's only in the rural areas where it's strong. In Dublin, in our city areas, nobody really cares about who gets into government, because it's not their bread and butter issues. They're on the welfare and they get their money every week, and they don't care who gets into government. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
Alan,
the thing is,
Zachary wants to say something.
Alan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you not prefer somebody in government that's actually an expert in that field? Would you not prefer that?
We're talking hypothetics, right? Now, most of the decisions that are made in the civil service is what brings the rubber hitting the road. Now, when you look at governments, like we had Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, then we had Labour, Fine Gael, and then we had Labour, Fine Gael, Labour, and then Fianna Fáil. Then five or six parties were always in government, except for Fianna Fáil, which was the most...
Alan, listen to me a second. Would you not prefer that somebody who is an expert in logistics and transport be over the minister, be the minister for transport? Would that not be the best thing to do? Would it not be somebody who is an expert or CEO of architectural companies or an architect be a minister for housing? Would that not be better than my friend down the road?
I think what you are all misguided people about politics in this country. You have an idea that change happens because of what's elected in office. Not you as a person. I'm talking about what we are as a society. We get the election. Well, I'm telling you, nothing is going to change. If Sinn Féin get in, they'll be doing their thing for 5 years, and then they'll get back out, and then Fianna Fáil will get...
Hold on, Angela. Let Alan talk for a second, one at a time.
Okay.
And we have a situation where we're looking across the pond and looking at the madness of Donald Trump, who is trying to revolutionise his position because he got in the second time now. Politics is a long game. And the long game is steady as she goes. And no real overturning of the old system. The only person who ever revolutionised politics in England was Margaret Thatcher. She overturned the old consensus, and she overturned everything. And what we need in this country is real passion to do the job. And we don't have passion. We have career politicians who get into government and have enough votes in the door to carry out tasks that we really don't get woke up about, except for the water charges. That was the only time Irish people got out and really protested. And but then people who protested won't vote. They don't go in and vote in the election, so they don't really have any care about who gets in once they're not affected. And that's the kind of thing we have in our... We're in a parish.
All right.
We're not a country.
I'm going to have to jump in there. I will, Maurice, I'm going to let you in a second. I've got Alan, Maurice and Angela here on the line, but I'm going to take a quick break and I'll come back with the three of you just after this. Stay with us here on Nighttime Talk.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. We're talking about government efficiency and what Donald Trump has done in the United States, appointing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead up the Department of Government Efficiency. And the question we're asking tonight is, do you think that's something we should think about doing here in Ireland? And the calls are coming in thick and fast. Keep them coming in on 087-188-0008 and reach out to us on social media, on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. Before the break, I was talking to Alan, Angela and Maurice, and Alan was basically saying that it doesn't really matter who's in charge because that's the way the country is run and has been run. But Maurice, you've got an opposing view, Maurice, don't you?
Yeah, I think people need to get out and make change for themselves. If you want change, we voted for change the last time, and every minister and politician that got into government was voted in on the 15th or 14th or 14th count. They got their message off the people. They gave the people the two fingers, right? Three parties got together. And now I believe what's going on in the background is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are cajoling with Labour. If you do well in the election, the three of us will go into power. So again, they're coming on national television. They're arguing with them, fighting among each other. It's all a show. They'll get back into power. They'll get their pensions. They'll get all their trimmings. Listen, one of the things people have a short memory in this country, when the cervical check scandal broke, there's women in this country that are dead because of negligence by the governments over the last 15 years and the parties that ran the health department and the individuals. There's women dead, partners, their wives, their partners are dead. There's children growing up without their mothers. And they tried to brush it under the carpet, and one woman stood up to them. And she said, none of you's turn up at my funeral. I'm not going to say her name because I respect her and I respect what she did for this country. She put this country on the map because they tried to fill the people of Ireland. And then they got them to try and sign a no disclosure order. Here's your 20 million or your 10 million, whatever. Just I'm using that as a ballpark figure. Go away and say nothing. And she stood up to them. The other thing I'm going to say is the scandals that went on. I got information, Gary, I won't delay you, about one minister who retired in 2002. He was a minister for one term, and he's on 78,000 euro of pension since 2002. That's 22 years ago he left government, and now he's on a pension of £78,000 a year, and it goes up 3 to 5% every year. That's taxpayers' money.
Well, we can't verify that, Maurice. Just to be fair, we can't verify that. But listen, in terms, I know you have, but we haven't here on the show, Maurice. I know, Maurice, but we haven't here and we have to verify things that go on the air. So that's fair enough. But I want to ask you this question is, okay, ministers get pensions, they get paid money and everything. What we're really trying to find out tonight is there a problem at the top of these departments putting politicians in charge of them when we should be looking to the private sector to find people who actually know about the thing they're looking after?
100%. Now, I know there's a lot of well-educated civil servants in there. They're on good money and they point the ministers in the right direction. OK, but they haven't an arse's raw of how to run a country. You get 12 or 14 women from this country, from anywhere in this country, and you put them at that table in the dog, and I guarantee you this country would run like a smooth train on a railway track, because women know how to run things. And that's being fair, and that's being honest. You give a woman a tenner and say, go and get the best value for that tenner. You give a tenner to a politician, you come back with one item. That's the basic fact of it. But what I'd say to you is, they're always talking about bringing in extra, but at the end of the day, they decide what they want to do. They decide what. But no one minister that's gone out of power, right? What did he do before he left? He signed up for a school to be built in the area before he came out of power. There's your local. I look after everybody here if you give me a vote. You know? This is the same old, same old. And like I said, 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael is enough. If the people are listening to this show, get out and make a difference. Get out and vote for Tom, Dick or Harry. And let's show these people that have ruined this country that we have a voice and we care about this country, and they'll never set foot in the Dáil again unless they pull their socks up.
All right, Maurice. All right, I hear you. I'm going to get Patrick in on this, because you say you're sick of people complaining about the government. Why is that?
Yeah, listen, I just think people just don't realise like that they're all phoning up and they're immaterial. Because definitely, without a doubt, most of the people of Ireland are quite happy with the way the government are running the country. They're just happy with it.
Do you
because
believe
that's
that, Patrick?
Fianna Fáil
do you believe,
keep
you believe
in.
That the majority of people are happy
I do
with
believe it, yeah. I do believe it. And I do believe, yes, I do. And I believe that more everybody that phoned your radio station tonight is immaterial. And I'll tell you why. Because when Niall Boylan ran for Europe, everybody on the radio station said they'd give him a vote. Did Niall Boylan get into Europe?
Well, he wasn't far off, Patrick.
Did he get into Europe?
He wasn't far off. Any holidays
well,
there?
Well, did he get in or didn't he get in? Did he get in or didn't he get in?
No.
Did he get in or didn't he get in?
No,
he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Did very
there
well,
you
though.
Go. So, the people on the radio station are making no difference whatsoever. That's what they're at. They're all complaining, but what they don't realise is that the majority of people in Ireland seem to be quite happy with the government that's in there. Now, I don't agree with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. But I'm just saying that it's come to my... I just believe that most people in Ireland must be happy with them. Because why else did they keep getting in?
And would you be happy, Patrick, to see people
explain
from the private
why
sector?
They keep, explain to me why they keep getting in.
Well, it goes back to the question we
yeah,
had
but you're
earlier
missing
on.
The point.
Patrick,
if
okay,
most
no, no,
of the
no,
people
Patrick.
Of Ireland vote... Look, it's like you've had people on your radio station tonight complaining about Trump. They're saying Trump is going to do this, Trump is going to do that, Trump is going to do the other thing. Trump won a democratic vote to be elected as the American president. And yet you people saying he's going to ruin the country, he's going to take it to war, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Trump was already in charge of America for 4 years, and he never took him to a war. In fact, as far as I know, he could be the only president ever to be in charge of America, to never take fucking America into a war.
It's not ever.
So I don't know where these
rare.
People are getting their ideas from.
No,
and
not.
As for Trump, no, it's a known fact. Trump had only 300 million to run his campaign with. Kamala Harris had $1.2 billion, and she still lost. So people now are waking up to the fact. But I think the people of Ireland, it's as clear as day to me, people in Ireland are quite happy with the government of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. And I know now most people have phoned up tonight and they're all complaining about it. But if you can explain to me, why the same people are getting voted in by the majority of people, tell me why.
Well, Patrick,
people must be happy with them.
Patrick, the polls will tell you. I mean, the polls every Sunday, well, not every Sunday, but a lot of Sundays they come out in the newspapers and they'll tell you that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are doing all right, yeah, but the Greens aren't doing well in the polls at all. So it's not as simple as you say.
Yeah, but listen, Gary, polls will tell you that man didn't land on the moon. Anybody can make up a poll. It depends on what radio station you listen to that come out with a poll. It depends on what TV news station you put on that comes out with another poll. People come out with polls morning and night, but they don't mean nothing. Most polls are actually made up. We know that.
So you think on the 29th of November, when Ireland goes to the polls, we're going to get a similar government returned?
Oh, guaranteed, yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed, there's not a doubt in my mind. Most people in Ireland are quite happy with the government that's in there. Now, I would just like to say on top of that, I'm not a bit happy with them. You're going to know my opinion, I'm not a bit happy with them. But at the end of the day, most people must be happy with them. Explain to me.
How would you feel, Patrick?
Explain to me why they're getting in all the time if people aren't happy with them.
Well, explain to me this, Patrick. I want to go back to the original question. I'm not the oracle. I don't know. I'm just here to ask the questions. That's all. And I'm talking to people from all across the country, getting everybody's different opinion is always helpful in forming a picture.
Well, I don't know the answer either, but most of the people on the radio station tonight seem to know the answer to fixing all the problems in Ireland. They seem to know the answer to everything. Everybody that phoned you up. It amazes me that all the people that phone you up and say, we know the answer to this, that and the other things. Why none of them decide to do what Niall did, which is get up and stand for your beliefs?
Would you run yourself,
these people,
Patrick?
Say, like, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to... Everybody knows the answer,
Patrick,
of what needs to be done.
Patrick, you're a
but
great
nobody
talker.
Does it. Why is that?
Patrick, you're a great talker, I have to say. You're very entertaining. Would you ever think of running yourself?
Oh, I'd love to run, but I don't think I'd have the patience. Or I probably wouldn't have the history, I'll be honest with you. I'd probably have too many things in the closet. I'd be like Donald Trump.
don't be looking into Patrick's past.
I could be the next one on News Talk. Fucking top story tomorrow evening.
We'll be talking about you tomorrow.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, Patrick, just you've articulated your point very well, but I just want to ask you, just quickly, how would you feel about someone from the private sector being put in charge of something like Enterprise, someone from the health sector being put in charge of the health service? How would you feel about that as a change in direction or a change of the way we do things in this country?
Okay. Okay, here's my honest opinion now, right? In my honest opinion, I don't know how I'd feel. I'm going to tell you now that I believe I'm not intelligent enough to know the answer to this problem or to know the answers to the problem. Now, I do know there are people out there who can help solve the problems. But if you think that there's somebody out there who can magically solve the health problems and all these other problems, you're cuckoo. None of these problems will ever be solved. That's the honest answer. No politician will tell you straight to your face that these problems cannot be solved. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Independents, any of them. None of them will tell you these problems cannot simply be solved. They're unsolvable.
There you go. Thanks,
and you
Patrick.
Have to, if you come to accept that these problems are unsolvable, then you're just doing your best to keep the wolf from the door. You're just trying your best to stop a rising tide from overtaking you. That's all governments are doing.
All right,
they're trying,
Patrick,
to stop the rising tide overtaking the health service and everything else.
I want you to stay with me because you're making some interesting points. But I want to bring Amanda in now. Amanda, you're involved in politics, and I'd love to get your opinion on this in terms of what Donald Trump has done in America, bringing people from the private sector into the government departments, and what do you think how that would look in Ireland if we chose to do something similar?
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, Amanda.
Look, I don't think what Donald Trump has done, how are you?
I'm good, go ahead there. What do you think?
Can you hear me? Perfect. I don't think what Donald Trump has done in America will actually work here, you know, because Ireland is very different. What we need is to put the right people. It doesn't matter if they're from private sector or public sector. As long as the right people, you know, accountability is what we need in Ireland. And that is all we don't have with this present government. There is no form of accountability, and that is an issue. You know, and that is actually affecting the healthcare system, houses everywhere. We need a government that can, you know, that we can hold accountable for what they do. Transparency is important, you know. But we have to be able to prioritize things that really matters for the Irish people. It doesn't matter the, you know, which sector the person that you're putting is coming from, you know. But we have to look at the things that actually matter.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they are and where they came from. They have to be held to account for the job that they're doing, and we need to be better at doing that instead of complaining about it, going out and doing something about it.
And then after 3 weeks, everybody just keep quiet. Like what happened with the bicycle shed. You know, there was a big row about it and on and on. And after 3 weeks, nothing happened. It was like something else came up and that was it. Blown under the carpet. Nobody's held accountable for that. That is not what we need.
Do you think sometimes, Amanda,
housing is an issue?
Amanda, do you think sometimes that the politicians will look at something like the bike shed and they'll say to themselves, look, we'll just weather this out because it'll be gone in 3 weeks. Everyone get it out of their systems and people will forget about it. We tend to forget about these things, don't we?
That is what they do. 100%. That is what they do. Like, oh, we just do it and just don't worry. Let them talk now. Nobody's going to come out and say anything. Just keep quiet. Shoo, everybody. Just watch. The next 3 weeks, everything is gone and that's what happened. We tend to forget. You know, that your last caller was saying that the people of Ireland is like, we are okay, you know, with the government that we have. We are okay with the way things are going. We are not okay. We just intend to, like, will I say, I made an article on my page saying that we forgive and we just move on, you know. Let's just hope on things to be better. And then loyalty is a big issue. You know, party loyalty. You tend to just vote, the party. You don't even care about what is going on, what these people are doing, you know.
And Amanda, I hear you.
I'm kind of forcing that.
And are you loyal to a particular party, or does your vote change with any given election?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not loyal to any party. Like, I've been... When I graduated from college, I just transferred to a Green Party. And when I looked at the policy at the time, it's just not aligned with my policy. I left the party. So I'm not loyal to any party, you know.
And have you decided, Amanda, who you're going to vote for on the 29th?
I look at the policies and I look at what they're doing.
Have you decided, Amanda, who you're going to vote for in this election?
I'm actually running for the election. I'm running.
Oh, you're running in the election. Candidate. Oh, okay. Fair play to you.
I am running. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to take it as a given that you're going to vote for yourself, Amanda.
Of course, I've been voting for myself. I've been voting for Amanda Major, an independent candidate. You know, yeah, because like we just like the other. I know you asked the other caller there if he's ever going to put his name forward for an election, you know, and he said he doesn't think he has the patience for it. You know, fair play. Yeah, I have the patience for it. But what the patience that I don't have is to sit down and complain and say things go wrong and just cannot do anything about it. That is the patience I don't have. Like, I will have sleepless nights. You know, just look at Limerick. Like, Limerick Hospital, what is happening then? Every time you see the... hospital overcrowded. That is crazy. A waiting list for years. My son was in a waiting list for a minor, very, very minor, you know, procedure for about 4 years. When the day he was born, he was on that list. Like, I literally had to go to protest in the hospital before they could see me. You know,
Amanda, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
To wait for people to die before things happen. Yeah.
If you do win and you get in and you see, I suppose, what goes on behind the curtain, what really goes on in the, I suppose, the spinning wheels of government, will you be likely to stand up and do something about it? Or do you think, you know, will you just go along with what's in front of you because you have to? Do you think you can change anything if you got in?
Oh, no, no, no. That definitely I'll be changing. I'm not the kind of person that just go ahead and just follow the path. I'm not that kind of person. But I'm going in for this election, wanting in my mind transparency, accountability and transparency. Like, I'll be joining force with any government, anybody that is pushing for the same cause. We need to have accountability. We need to have transparency in the government system. You know, so I'm not going to go along with whatever is happening there because I don't know what is happening there.
All right.
Not going to go along with that.
All right. Well, listen, look, thanks for calling in, Amanda, and fair play to you and good luck in the election as well. Thanks to Patrick as well. Maybe we'll see Patrick and Amanda in the next Dáil, although Patrick doesn't seem too keen on putting his head above the parapet, which is probably the same for most of us, if we're honest. I'm going to take a quick break for the news, but don't forget we have that poll. Do you think that you should have to disclose a disability, a mental health issue or a pregnancy to a potential employer? Let us know on WhatsApp. Yes or no? It's as simple as that on 087-188-0008. I think we're going to talk about this a little longer after the news, so I guess we'll see you on the other side here on Nighttime Talk. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. Before the news, we were talking about government efficiency and what Donald Trump has done over in the United States, appointing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy from the private sector to head up a Department of Government Efficiency. Do you believe that somebody from the private sector would do a better job in government here in Ireland? We want to get your thoughts on that on 087-188-0008. Later on in the programme, we're going to be talking about Wendy's opening up fast food chains all across Ireland, and we want to know what your thoughts are on that. And we've got a great interview coming up later on with a Roman archaeologist. It's going to be so interesting. Vicky Moses is going to be talking to us all about what they've learnt about DNA from Pompeii. So we've got lots to get through, but we're going to stick with government efficiency for now because we are inundated with texts and calls on this one, and plenty of different opinions about what should be done going forward, because as we all know, the general election is coming up on the 29th of November and it's going to happen very, very quickly. And I've got Jonathan here on line one. What do you make of this idea of putting somebody like Elon Musk in charge of efficiency in government? Trim the fat, as they say.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Gary.
How are you doing?
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. I'm good now. It's a great idea. Fresh thinking. You know, career politicians, their mindset's all the same. It's just the same. Lie to the people and see what we can get away with. You want fresh thinking. You want someone with a bit of buzz about them that's going to excite the people around them to get things done. We don't have that.
Well, the two people that are heading up the department. Hello? Yeah, the two people that are heading up the department is Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, as I said. And putting two people in charge of a department about efficiency seems a little bit... It's two people for one job. It's not very efficient, but it's only a joke. But
if you can put two people in... Come on, Gareth. If you can put two into the place, thousands.
Well, listen, I mean, Elon Musk...
You know, still get the job done. Listen, how is that? That's more efficient.
Elon Musk trimmed 75% of the workforce in Twitter when he took it over and turned it into X, and it's still there and it's still doing well. And the other person, Vivek Ramaswamy, has...
there you go.
He's run companies all over the world. So you think that logic and that method can be applied to government agencies?
And of course. But look at this. You can talk about big countries all you want, girl. This is a tiny little island nation. It doesn't take that much in reality with the right people in charge, now, does it? If you think about it logically, like Ireland, the state, there's probably not a state in America that's as big as Ireland. You're not going to be probably bigger than Ireland. You know, and they're going to run all of that. And we can't get good people in this country to run this little country like the well-oiled machine that it should be. It's nonsensical. And it's haphazard, just same people in government for decades. Took over this, we got this country back and they did not know what to do with it. And that's it. We need to look at that. Them people, they excite the people around them. People want to work for them. They want to get the job done. What are we doing next? What are we doing next? What are we doing next? And they're going to gut out all the red tape out of it and get it done. And that's what we need. We've too many middlemen in government.
So you think we've got too many civil servants and too much bureaucracy?
But the problem stems from, way too many. Way too much of it. Way too much of it. It's just, it's costing us way too much money. And what do we get for all of it? Nothing. Everything has been promised every election is the same promises, time and time and time again. And people just keep voting these same people in. Or worse again, I said before,
The problem is with the voting. Young people in working class areas and across the country need, and they need to know how to vote properly. That lad before me was asking how Noel didn't get into to Europe. Well, maybe Noel would have got into Europe if a lot of people didn't spoil their ballot unintentionally. You know, there was a lot of spoiled ballots up there for that local election. And there was a lot of spoiled ballots because people just don't know how to fill out a voting ballot. It's fucking, it's mental. You know, in a democracy. As I said to you before, it should be a mandatory voting when you hit the voting age, and you should be made to vote, and you should be automatically have to do it.
Well, funnily enough, when an election comes around, people are always asking me about the transfers, and they always ask the question: do I have to fill out every box? Do I have to go all the numbers, or can I just do three or four, or even one? You know,
so this is the thing, and that's how the likes of Leo got back in. And that's how the likes of Leo and I got back in. Nobody voted for these people. They just don't know how to fill out a ballot paper.
Mm. Well, just to be clear, in a country
where 100 years ago,
if anyone's listening tonight, you can fill in the whole thing, and you can fill in as far as you like, you know. Just so if anyone's listening in,
but if you think you have to, and that's the way it's filled out, Gareth, you know, you're going to go to the bottom. So you're going to just start throwing names onto a ballot without giving it a second thought, because they're all the way down there at the end.
You don't have to.
And then you get the likes of Leo Varadkar in. Like I said to you before, voting should be taught in schools.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with
that.
That's
what it should be taught as part of the education system in this country.
Jonathan, I'm going to ask
you... No, because they won't do that, because that would mean that they'd be actually teaching them something.
Okay, well, I want to ask you, like, if somebody like Michael O'Leary decided to go into government, or indeed if he was appointed by the government to look after something like Enterprise, would you be happy about that? Say you voted for a party and you were happy that that party got in,
yes,
and then they said, okay, we're going to put in so-and-so as the minister, but he's going to hire Michael O'Leary to shadow him and make sure that what's happening is actually going to work, and we're going to trim the fat at this particular department that I'm looking after. You'd be happy with that?
As long as Michael O'Leary is the only one following him and not answerable to 10 other people around him.
So no.
Yes, I'd be happy with that, because you have a direct connect then to who made that decision. Who was responsible for it?
Yeah.
Like, Micheál couldn't even tell us who was responsible for that boy shed when he was asked by Ben Scanlon from Grip Media. Now, come on. How much bureaucracy is involved in that? I can't tell you. Someone signed that piece of paper. Who was it? They can't tell us these things. It's all the middlemen. It's garbage is what it is. Like I said, what's happening in America now, you look at America, the people in America are excited about what's to come. The people around them are all excited about what's to come, because it's different. It's not the same old, promises made, promises broken. Now again, like I said, getting this country back, and then the English system was just taken off. We never know what to do with this country once we got it back after our independence. And we need to get a grip now on the nation that we want to be going forward. Because I've no disrespect to the lady on before the news, but she sounded like a foreign lady. And I want to know how come foreign people are allowed to vote in the local elections in this country that weren't even part of Europe.
Well,
This is the nonsense these people are throwing at us.
She's a citizen of the country.
In the name of democracy.
She's as much right to vote as any of us. I want you to stay there.
I'm not talking about her. I'm not talking about her, Gareth. I'm just saying, as an example, that that's what was allowed to happen in the local elections in this country. If she's a citizen, well and good. She's working, she wants to contribute, I'm all for it. But I'm saying, but those people in the local elections in this country that had no right to vote at all, and they were allowed to do it. And they call it a democracy.
Okay,
you know
stay
what I
there.
Mean?
Stay there, Jonathan. Stay there, Jonathan, because I've got Joe, and you don't think the government can run a teddy bear's picnic, never mind a country.
Well, that's very true, Gary. Good evening. With
good
respect,
evening.
I wouldn't freaking let him run a chimpanzee's Christmas party, because I tell you something, when it comes to money in this country, when it comes to responsibility, this government and previous governments over the last 30 years have been a total shambles. They have got nothing right. You look at the e-voting machines back in 2004. I think it was 2004. Do you remember Martin Cullen? He was a former Progressive Democrats politician. He went over with Fianna Fáil and he brought in these e-voting machines. And those e-voting machines were left in a depot. And I think they're still there to this day, as far as I know. That was an absolute waste of money. That
we
cost
still
the
paying for them,
Joe.
I think we are.
Millions.
We're still paying for
you
them.
You also had... Yeah. I suppose they're probably on eBay now or something like that, I suppose. But like, with respect, all the money, everything that...
No, that would be clever that, thing to do with them, Joe.
Everything that goes on in this country is an absolute... Yeah, yeah. I know what I do with them. I'd open them up and put them inside them, and leave them in there. if there was a door for to open them. But I tell you, with respect, Gary, and, you know, the people in this country, right? And the sad thing about it is, it's the elderly, and I'm not having to go at the elderly people, but it's majority of the people, the kind of the grand dams of this country, are voting for these parties and will keep voting for these parties till the day they die. And that is why you're not going to see change. I don't think you'll see any change in this election, because these elections, right, and I do agree with mandatory voting. There should be mandatory voting in this country. It should have been done years ago. But the government and the politicians don't have the balls to do it. They can bring in all other stupid laws, like hate speech laws. But when it comes to something that's supposed to be the responsibility of the Irish people, for the people that's supposed to be going out there to vote and using their vote wisely, they won't do anything like that, because they're just bloody, they're spineless. That's what they are. And I think this will come down to their lack of voting. The amount of people that will probably won't vote will probably be the cause of the government getting re-elected again. But I do agree that they should have someone like Michael O'Leary or some business people. Like, they are great business people in this country. But sadly, they've been shafted out. Like, you saw there at the weekend with Michael O'Leary being accused just because he didn't agree with teachers, you know? No, he was perfectly right, because the majority of teachers, and I'm not slagging off all teachers. They are probably good teachers as well. But the majority of teachers, they do have a fairly easy life. Like, they're off half the year round, you know? They're not like yourselves, like, you know, in the media where you're on nearly the whole year round, like, except for Christmas, you know?
We work very
These
hard
people
in the
are
media.
Off.
Joe,
they get off
Joe,
in...
You're going to have all the teachers coming after me now. they do a fine job. But I want to ask you, Joe, just in terms of what Trump is actually doing in America... Is it worth a shot? I mean, a couple of people in the office said this tonight. They said, look, they can't stand Trump. But they're like, listen, do you know what? We're finally going to find out what it looks like if you do drag someone in from the private sector and let them have a look under the hood, so to speak, of the government. And, like, we could learn something from that, couldn't we? Just seeing how it goes.
Well, I think I would totally agree with you, Gary. I think it would be worth a shot. But I think... Can you see these bunch of Muppets doing that at the moment? I don't think so. I think it would take a total reset to do it. Mm. And I would be all for it, because they are great business people in this country. But sadly, they're not being recognised because of this kind of green agenda. You know, the Green Party have total control over everything. And while you have all these clowns going around... running the show.
Hold on
it's
there,
going to
Joe.
Be very
Jonathan,
hard for
what's
something
that?
Like that to happen.
Jonathan, go ahead there.
Sorry, good evening, Joe. No, you just said that we'll see what happens when Trump takes into power. We know what will happen. He's already had this job before. Do people not remember that? No wars. America was flying. They were on top. There was nobody killing each other. And then COVID hit, the pandemic. And then all that shit fell out. He was in that job already. He done a great job. That's why he won the way he did this time. Because that's the kind of change that's needed. It's a revolution is what's required to fix it. And that's not just here. That's all across Europe. And it's happening all across Europe.
Yeah, I would totally agree.
The time
is
up. And you would like to believe that they know the time is up. Because again, Gary, I go back to you saying about the local elections last time. They're terrified now. They're terrified because they want more seats, bigger government. We need less seats, less government. And that's why you let all them people vote in the last election in the locals, to try to push all their candidates through, to let them all into the country to make the government bigger. We don't need it bigger. We need it smaller and efficient and run like Ryanair.
Mm.
Hence Michael O'Leary. Customers get the word.
I would second that.
Cheap, They're happy when they get there. Okay, they might have a little bump in the road, but overall, it's a great service. What's the fault? But this government wants to stop Michael bringing more people into our country for the green agenda. Brilliant idea.
All right, but listen, look.
It's nonsense. Yeah. It's not forward thinking. It's stagnant, stale stuff.
Okay, my thanks to both of you there for coming in on that. It was interesting chat about what Donald Trump is doing across in America and can we learn from it? And I suppose over the next 4 years, we're going to see if we can learn something from Trump because, I mean, the proof will be in the pudding if Elon Musk does a good job trimming the fat in the government. And maybe we'll do something similar over here. Michael O'Leary, if you're listening, everybody, your name keeps coming up. I mean, if anybody thought that they could win an election, I think Michael O'Leary keeps getting told that every time there's an election. But anyway, I digress.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.